It is so much better if you have the opportunity to get into alignment, because then when it manifests, it's exactly right. You can force the manifestation of almost any relationship and then work the bugs out in it later. That's why there are so many divorces. Right. It's ever so much better to come into alignment first and then attract the one you really want into your experience. And so this energy is just happily biding its time while they're coming into alignment. Be easy about it.
Okay, and there's no time deal about it. I know that they feel a time deal, but there doesn't have to be a time deal.
Well, if they would forget about what time of the month that it is and just feel the inspiration of when they want to be together, it would go much better.
Right. Right. And age is nothing. It's just a number.
Your belief about age is relevant, but there is nothing here to be concerned about.
Okay. Thank you.
You are such interesting creatures, the human species. You find so many things to fuss and worry about.
I knew this would happen. I just said, I will be the last one chosen. I saw the unfolding of this whole thing. And I have to say, this cruise has released tremendous amounts of fun for me that I've never experienced, and I wish it would go 2 more weeks. Anyway.
Come hide with Jerry and Esther. They have found a place backstage that they are fairly certain they will not be detected.
And so I came up here to talk about pleasure and sex.
Yeah.
Because it's been resonating through every night when we're up at the crow's nest crowing. And it's just been great fun, and I'm seeing all this energy happening, and I've not heard you talk about that on the DVD, so I wanted to get your thoughts about it.
Related to what? It's a big topic.
It is. Anyway, relating to relationships and incongruencies of beliefs. So as we become freer and freer, how does sex play into our lives as we get more in alignment?
The most important thing to remember is that it never works to try to, in an action sense, sort out all of the possibilities and define right behavior and wrong behavior. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly what people attempt to do around the subject. Instead, from the life experience that you have lived, define as best you can what you want, and then become a vibrational match to what you want, and you will attract into your experience those who want that same thing. For example, let's take the subject of wanting one life partner or wanting many sexual partners. Mm-hmm. Very different stances relative to the subject of sexuality. So let's say that you, or some subject, you are someone who has defined through what you've lived and through the relationships that you've watched unfold and through your own experience that you now are looking for a person that you can be involved with completely and make, at least from where you are standing now, your life partner. And you want to be true to that person in the sense that you will only be with that person, and you want that person to be true to you in that same sense. So that's what you've decided. Those are the thoughts you think. You don't give attention to other thoughts. That becomes your vibration. It's what's in your vibrational escrow. Source calls you toward it. You follow the impulse. You meet up with that person. You recognize one another because that's the way you intended it to be, and you live happily ever after. But let's say that while you want all of that, and while you believe it is possible, that you have been listening to what others are doing, and you do remember experiences that you've had, and you have experienced betrayal of people that you thought would be true to you. And so even though that is what you want, that's not the drum that you often beat. And so you have something you don't want active in your